Blog Talk Radio.
And then we'll set up for that. So I apologize to those that thought we were going to be in an hour today, but we're going to go 28 minutes strong, finish the show strong on the return of Erica Lynn Anderson. And then next week we have some new co-hosts coming on board to help us out to grow the brand and grow the show. And we are going to have the announcement here in a couple minutes, and we have one of the co-hosts coming in, and we will introduce him in a couple minutes here, and Mr. Eric Brown. And the lovely Nkishi Free, who's going to be coming in probably next week as live host, co-host as well with Erica, talking NFL and everything else. So, Erica, welcome back to the Gridiron Blitz.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back. I've missed this a ton, so I'm just so happy to be here.
So, like I said before, I ended up setting up for an hour, but unfortunately it reset back to 30 minutes, so we just had 30 minutes, so we can bust out 30 minutes of talk. So at this point, Erica, the only thing we had is Patriots win. I know you were probably smiling from Montana to Washington and beyond. So go into that right now. I mean, one of my friends I was telling you off the air, he was getting crushed in fantasy because he had Arian Foster and Tom Brady today. So I guess you can cry now.
I unfortunately didn't get the game because here in Montana they pretty much just broadcast regional teams, and they don't consider the Patriots a regional team, unfortunately. But I had a handy little app I kept up to date, you know, refreshing my phone every 2 seconds, killed my battery. But it was just so fun to see, because when the Patriots play like they did against the Bears, I would literally put them up against anybody. I mean, the offense could do no wrong today. I mean, Tom Brady 30 for 35 in the game with 5 incompletions, and people want to talk about him being over the hill and, oh, he's too old and he's not like the old Tom Brady, but 5 touchdown passes and 354 passing yards would suggest otherwise. And, of course, everybody knows my opinions on Jay Cutler, so the fact that we got to stomp the Bears was pretty exciting.
All right, so let's get over that. Let's talk Geno Smith for a little while and how great he's done today.
What's that now? Sorry.
I said let's go talk Geno Smith and how great he did today, since we're talking too much greatness for Tom Brady here right now.
That's right. That's right. 6 turnovers from the Jets. Oh, gosh. Somebody just should fire Rex Ryan mid-season. And, I mean, I honestly don't think anybody could do any worse. 1-7? And Geno Smith isn't the issue. I mean, I know we were talking about that off air. Geno Smith is not the problem here, people, because you put Vic in and Vic fumbles twice. I mean, quarterbacks aren't the issue. It's a whole team, organization, coaching issue. Unfortunately, I think it requires building from the ground up, and that's going to require firing current staff. So, you know, I like to see the Jets get trounced as much as anybody, but even I felt bad for the Jets today. So that'll just give you a little hint of how bad the Jets are doing right now.
So on that note, let's bring in our resident former player and arena player star, Mr. Eric Brown. We're going to introduce him as co-host next week. He starts his first week next week with us. So, Eric Brown, welcome to the Gridiron Blitz on Blog Talk Radio and at UltimateSportsTalk.com. You're on with Oscar Lopez and Erica Lynn Anderson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Eric, let's dive in quickly to tell the fans what you're all about, what they're going to expect on the show from you in terms of knowledge and know-how of football in general. I know you're not too keen on the women's scene, but that's something you know we can grow with, and with information you'll get more focused on that. But I know you're keen on arena ball, and obviously you're on regular NFL game day ball. So what was your perspective today on the NFL Sunday?
Well, actually, just to back up a bit, I wasn't a player in the Arena League. I was a scout for the Texas Revolution. So I just want to...
Oh, okay, my bad.
It's okay. Just want to make sure everybody understood that. But, yeah, I was a scout in the Arena League, but I did play semi-pro college, high school. So, but, yeah, as far as the NFL this weekend, just some crazy games going on right now and earlier. A little sad because I'm from Chicago, so I'm a lifelong Bear fan. So it's a tough road this year.
Eric, you and Eric are gonna get along very well because today was the Patriots Bears.
Right. Yeah, they've been trying to get revenge ever since Super Bowl 20. So, and so far it's been working for them.
Yeah, we have this thing. I don't know what bitter side you have, either the Packers side or the Detroit side, but Erica's got the New York Jets side, and she can't stand Rex Ryan. So I'm pretty sure all of us. I mean, I'm a big, you know, I don't like the Patriots because of the Super Bowl, but I respect Tom Brady as anything else would, just like you respect Peyton Manning if he blows up your team for a while. So, so Eric, tell us a little bit about today. I mean, London was exciting today. Detroit got off to a bad start, and then all of a sudden, you know, I got all these people on Twitter saying, oh, Atlanta has risen up. They come back, and all of a sudden they go flat toward the end, and they lose by one.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a blowout because it was, 21-0 at halftime, or just before halftime. And next thing I know, they're down, you know, two touchdowns, and next thing I know, it's one touchdown, and, it's just all of a sudden, the Falcons are just spiraling out of control. It's been a crazy weekend all the way around, even with, the college game as well. But crazy, but exciting. So the one thing I always say
about
it.
At this point, do you think Matthew Stafford was the difference there? Because he had no weapons from what everybody, claimed. No Bush, no Megatron. Somehow the Lions got it done.
Yeah, it was more of a team effort this time. There was no, not one guy that he could just rely on, like Megatron or Bush. So, yeah, it was all around team effort today.
So being the Bear fan that you are, can you give us an assessment of today's game? Because obviously Erica here doesn't like Cutler, and I'm pretty sure you either a real good fan of Cutler or you're not. So tell us a little perspective on yours, and since you're a Bear fan. What happened today with the Bears and the Patriots game?
Well, bottom line, the Bears just don't have the talent. They've got the offensive talent, but the defensive talent is nowhere to be seen. And that makes a big difference because if your defense can't get off the field on third downs, then that puts you in a big hole, especially against a team that has Tom Brady leading them. So, but it's just the Bears are very unpredictable in the sense that they kind of play down to their competition. They lose to teams that they should beat. Sometimes they'll play teams closely that should beat them, and then they'll end up, blowing it at the end with a fumble or an interception. As far as my take on Cutler, I was a big fan originally because, obviously he's the best quarterback they've had in, 60, 70 years. but now it's painfully clear that he's not going to be the guy to take them to the promised land, so to speak.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of got a weapons. Forte is a really good running back. he's got some good receivers. Marshall's a good receiver when he's not blown off his top and stuff like that. But overall, Eric, at this point, give us a feeling of the division. You know, Green Bay with Rodgers, always a threat. And you knew that they were going to rebound even with an early bad start. Everybody's like, oh, they're counting the Packers out. But, you know, Lions for me are not for real. And Minnesota's got so many issues that I don't even think they're going to be relevant. So at this point, do you feel like they're still going to be in that wild card mix?
I think at this point it looks like it's going to be a race between the Lions and the Packers. Like you said, the Vikings always have issues, and looks like that's the same pattern this year. And looks like the Bears are just falling apart. You know, as the weeks go on, I don't foresee them making a drastic turnaround with all the injuries that they have. So it looks like it's going to be a race between the Packers and the Lions. But I would expect the Packers to probably come through in the end.
Now, any surprising teams so far in the early NFL season for you? I mean, overall in the league, I mean, Pittsburgh falling apart there, but they've kind of come back in the last couple weeks. The Ravens, finally, Joe Flacco is, you know, earning his money. And to me, you know, that AFC North, you know, surprising teams there, it's just a toss-up. The Browns have improved, but I don't think they're, you know, enough to be a threat. And the Bengals just seem to be, you know, they were good for, what, the first 2 weeks and showing promise within that first 3 weeks. And now we're seeing the real Bengals that we've seen in seasons past.
Right. Yeah, it's this is about the time of the year where things really start to shake out, and you start to see who the real contenders are and who the pretenders are. So Baltimore consistently is a team that kind of grinds it out towards the end of the year, and they tend to end up being, you know, in that playoff race at the end. I think the Bengals can probably get there too. There might be you know, wild card situation there, but. As far as the Browns goes, I figured they would probably, you know, end up somewhere towards the bottom. I know they started out hot, but, you know, they just don't have, you know, what it takes in that division to be able to, you know, get to that playoff spot.
Now, do you feel like Pittsburgh's – it's not a coaching issue in Pittsburgh. I think it's really more of an injury issue in Pittsburgh, more so, because I know they have still the existing talent with the veterans. So it might just be health that's affecting the Steelers from, you know, but like you said, you know, this is the stretch where, you know, you separate the boys from the men. So we'll see who actually rises.
Right. And with the Steelers, I mean, they even admitted that they're in a kind of a retooling situation. So you've got that as well as the injuries. But just looking at the game earlier, you know, they were really handling the Colts. It looks like the Colts are, you know, trying to make a comeback. But looks like the Steelers are slowly starting to come around, even though they are kind of in a retooling process. So, you know, it's anybody's game right now.
Now, Eric, you've seen a lot of football. Seattle, the champs, now they're getting dicked around and knocked around, and they're getting, you know, quality matchups now. 3-3, what do you see Seattle finishing? And obviously the Niners, pretty effective. Cardinals and Philly was supposed to be the big matchup today to decide, you know. I just don't think Arizona's for real yet. I mean, they started hot like the last couple seasons where they went on a good run, and all of a sudden they just fall back into, you know, kind of like what Kansas City did. They jumped up to some, you know, I wouldn't say competitive teams, but when it got to crunch time and they started matching up onto the better squad, they ended up falling back. So where do you see the Cardinals, and where do you see that West division with the Seahawks?
Well, if history repeats itself and, you know, that pattern stays the same. Unfortunately, it'd be bad news for Seattle because, you know, pretty much every Super Bowl team in recent years hasn't made the playoffs the next year. And they lost a lot of key guys through free agency. And, you know, they just traded away a weapon in Percy Harvin. I know he was kind of a cancer in their locker room, but, you know, he was still a threat on the field. Given that, I think the Cardinals may end up sneaking up on them because I know the Cardinals started out hot, but I think this might be the year where they kind of, you know, pull things together and get themselves back into the playoffs, kind of like they did when they played the Steelers in the Super Bowl a few years back. So I think the Cardinals might sneak up on somebody.
Do you think the coaching, Arians to me is a better coach than they even had before. Wisenhunt was good, but I think Wisenhunt was more strategic to his staffing. Arians is a lot more balanced attack. He does have the still existing weapons. The quarterback is probably the question there, but overall I think he's a better coach. And if you saw what he did with the Colts in the season that obviously Pagano went out, we're starting to see the Cardinals really, to me, they're maturing to a contender in that division, because even the Niners look like they're having issues. Now Seattle, like you said, with all the shuffling, looks to me like the division's kind of wide open now for this season.
Exactly.
All right. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about what you're going to bring to the show, to the fans. Obviously, your knowledge of the game is really strong. Tell us a little bit about what you plan to do for the show that, in the next couple of weeks. Are you passionate about college football, NFL? I mean, what's your little hobby or your passion?
Well, I guess you'd say my passion would be just football in general. I'll sit and watch a Pop Warner game sometimes if there's nothing else on. I've sat and watched the Pop Warner Super Bowl a couple of times at Disney World. What I feel like I can bring is my perspective from actual playing experience, just from not only being a fan, but I consider myself a student of the game. I don't have the time in my schedule, obviously, to be like a Ron Jaworski watching 80 hours of film every week, but I can see things happening on the field that a lot of times the casual fan doesn't see because basically I've been there, not at the NFL level, but it's all relative. So just bringing my perspective from being a player, from being a fan, and from just being an overall student of the game.
And that's what we want. I mean, because we're both fans. Me and Erica are kind of fanatics. But, I played some football at the high school level, but nothing, semi-pro or nothing professional. And that's a different perspective when you start critiquing, as I call it, on game day from your couch to your TV. And then you're going, that coach is an idiot. And then, there's a lot of other factors besides the idiot coach. That's usually what I tell people. It's like, it's not just the coach. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's fundamentals. It's execution, it's coordinators. I mean, there's a lot of people that play a role in that game that, overall it's broken down in pieces. It's not real. It's literally a puzzle. And if it doesn't come together on that day, then, yeah, it's a disaster.
Right. And there's a lot of things that the camera doesn't pick up on. Like the camera will focus on where the ball is, but there's also the game within the game that a lot of times the camera doesn't pick up on that can have an effect on how the game is played out.
Hopefully that's another thing.
I can bring to the show here.
Yeah, that's a perspective that a lot of us don't have because, we've never played it down to a point where you don't understand some of the things that happen on a shift or on a certain formation and stuff. I think Inchi is on right now. Let me see if I bring her on, Eric. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
And Kishi, are you
Hello.
On?
Hello. Hi, everybody. This
and
is Kishi.
And Kishi Free is on. Awesome. Another co-host that will be joining the team. And Kishi, you're on with Eric Brown and Erica Lynn Anderson, and I'm Oscar Lopez.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to join the team.
Hi, Kishi.
Hi, Erica. Hello, everyone. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Eric.
So we have a happy-go-lucky conference call here, as you can tell from a business perspective.
Absolutely.
But we're going to be doing exciting things going forward, and you two are going to be part of this brand, and we really appreciate you guys helping us out. Erica's trying to get us on the Gridiron Grill brand to grow there. We're doing the No Joke Football brand. I know you guys have probably heard of it so far on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you haven't, blown up your time, if I haven't blown up your timeline yet enough, we're obviously a big fans of football overall, and going forward, NFL one thing, college football another. Maybe soon here we'll dive into CFL because football's football. But overall, Kishi, let everybody know what you're going to bring to the show and to the table, and give us a little introduction of what you're all about.
Okay, well, great. Definitely would love to tell everyone hi. And Kishi Free, but everyone just calls me Kishi. You can follow me on Twitter at Kishi's Cuties. And my background is sports. I literally grew up surrounded by sports. My father played sports. Two of his classmates and fraternity line brothers that he joined his fraternity with, one went in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the other one played professional basketball, and his son also played professional basketball, so I had no choice but to be a sports junkie. And I have a strong love for the NFL, the NBA, and I actually follow hockey too.
So you're already a good girl for me, because I follow hockey too. That's like, football and hockey are like my passion. And let's go Los Angeles Kings. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. See, I'm here in the D.C. area, so I'm 110%. I'm a Caps girl, and that's actually I did an internship with the organization some years. I was actually there during the lockout of 2004, so it was really quite an experience. But it developed in me a strong love for the sport. Now we've got our Nats, so I've got a baseball team to root for.
Finally, huh?
I know, finally. And I was so hurt when they went out. We just knew that they were going to bring home the big one this year, and oh well. But you know what? There's next year, and I'm still going to be rocking my attitude.
All right. So, Kishi, Eric's going to be probably co-hosting with you, or a combination of Eric, Erica, yourself, or Erica, Eric, or myself. So as we go forward, we'll make up a little schedule as to how that work will work out for all of us. I know we all have busy lives, and we all have things outside of this small platform that we're creating. So, you know, overall, we're going to have a great time. And the bottom line is, all we do is talk football, whether it be women's gridiron football, whether it be traditional NFL, college. So normally we can make this a format, and we've done it before. Today was a 30-minute format to introduce you guys. Going forward, next week we'll go into an hour format. The show is allowed an hour and a half format, so we can always expand on that if you guys want to do more of an hour. So it's really flexible to do. You can go 30 minutes, you can go an hour, you can go an hour and a half. So, Eric and Kishi, what I will do is I will get in contact with you guys through email and kind of give you the rundown on that, and then kind of do the how to do the switchboard. And
okay,
you guys pretty much will be on board. Erica will be with you the next couple weeks without me, and she's able to do the switchboard, and then we can, between me and her, we can show you how to do the switchboard, and then eventually you branch out and do that, and then it's pretty easy to do. So once you get a hold of it, it's going to be pretty fun. So Eric,
Awesome. Thank
you for coming on today. I will be in contact with you this week. And Kishi, thank you for making the time. I know you had some nice event yesterday, and I hope it went well.
I did. No, it did. It was my cousin's wedding, but thanks again for letting me come on board. I can't wait. I'm excited to be part of the team.
Awesome.
Here,
so, Eric, thank you again, and I will be in contact with you, and we'll make up the next week's show. And like I said, Erica will be supporting us for the next couple weeks. She'll probably do the switchboard and then kind of teach you how to do it, and then we'll switch off. And that way everybody gets an opportunity to do it, and it's pretty easy to do. So you'll have a lot of fun with that. So thank you for making the time today. I will be in contact with you through email. So, and Kishi, thank you again. And Eric,
thank
have a great afternoon
me.
On Sunday, as well as you.
All right, you too. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I look forward to working with everybody. This is going to be an awesome show.
Thanks again. I appreciate it, and I hope
Thanks.
You have safe travels for both of you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
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 So, Erica, there you go. We have Eric and Kishi coming on the show, and then you know, going forward, like I said, if you're able to do the switchboard, and then we can show them how to do that, and they'll take over at some point with themselves without us, and then it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm excited to, you know, to work with them and do the show with them. They both sound awesome, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so kind of out of time. We have 5 minutes, so I'm going to just let you guys know we are blowing up on Twitter. I got a lot of feedback from people about wanting to join the No Joke Football Project. So just direct message me on Twitter or on Facebook at Gridiron Beauties. I want to give a shout-out to Gridiron New South Wales, Gridiron Victoria. You can follow the Gridiron Victoria girls at hashtag GV Women's. Get the latest update. on Gridiron New South Wales. You can go and follow at Gridiron New South Wales for the latest updates, and we will have the updates on Facebook and Twitter this week. And also the Queensland playoffs, we'll have the updates going on. We have Lauren Evans and obviously Christy Moran, who are supporting our project as well, and they're in the mix for the playoffs as well. I want to thank everybody that supported the project, that donated. We were on a goal of $100 for breastcancer.org, and unfortunately we only made $40. Still a couple of days left, so we'll see if we can muster a couple more dollars. But other than that, we raised, within a month's time, $40 out of a $100 goal, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is. Will the link be on the Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay, I will share it from mine and then Gridiron Girl and see if we can get some more money raised.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And it was all shirt sales, so we sold about 40 shirts, and out of every shirt, it was a dollar donated from us from the $40 shirts that we sold. So that was, and that helped the project as well with the money that we raised for that, and then obviously the $40 that we're going to give out to the gridiron.org, breastcancer.org. So anything going on at Gridiron Girls? I know it was exciting college football. I mean, I've just dived into a couple of the blogs from a lot of the girls out there, and obviously nicely done. So I have heightened my knowledge of college football.
Yeah, you know, the first college playoff thing is this Tuesday, and because I think that the ranking system and the new college football playoff system is a bunch of, to be nice, I'm going to use the word crap, I am going to write a post all about it. So if you're a fan of college football and you hate rankings, look for my article because there's going to be a lot of ranting involved.
Yeah, and you know what? I agree with you because a lot of that is just too political in that matchup and in the scope. Either leave it to the AP press to do it, you know, either leave it to the non-biased press to do it or, you know, that kind of deal. Outsource it to somebody else to do because – it's a mess.
It is, and I'm frankly pretty tired of it with the latest rankings that came out. So look for my rant.
Great. So we are going to be back next week, and next week we have Eric and Linda Anderson, and we're going to have Eric back next week. We should have Inkishi back next week as well. So we have a three-way Gridiron Beauties blitz, and we should make it an hour and a half. So we'll decide that off the air. But at this point, I want to give a shout out to the Australian women in the women's gridiron and anybody that's doing tryouts in the U.S. and Canada. You can get our links on the three leagues in Canada as well as three leagues in the U.S. And we want to also give a shout out to the Mexican girls that are working the project for us, which is Sofia Venvi and Moon Arendia. They're going to be doing our Notre Dame football shoot down in Mexico. We want to thank also Liza Thomas in Australia for doing amazing shoots with us with the Gridiron Queensland girls. And we have two more girls that we're going to be showcasing in December, late December. So look out for those. And you can follow us on Twitter at Gridiron Beauty. And you can follow us on Facebook at Gridiron Beauties. And Erica, they can follow you where?
My personal Twitter is at PetsFangirl12. And you can also go at GridironGirl.org for Gridiron Girls Twitter, or you can go to gridirongirl.org where you can visit our website and check everything out there.
Great. So that's going to be a wrap for us. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and congratulations to Inkishi and Eric for helping us out, and they're the new co-hosts as well. So they're coming up on board next week, and we thank them for their time and volunteer effort to help us with the project. Erica, okay, being back, it's great to have you back, and it's just you don't know how excited I am to have you back. So great
Thank
to have you.
You
back.
I'm excited to be back. Thank you.
So we will have a great Sunday next week because, as we know, Tom Brady's on a roll, so we might have another Patriots win and another happy co-host again. So, well, for
That's
Oscar
right.
Lopez, Eric Colleen Anderson, we will see you here next week on the Gridiron Blitz where we have our new two co-hosts, Inkishi Free and Eric Brown, joining us as well to talk NFL and Women's Gridiron. So thank you, everybody. You can catch us on ultimatesportstalk.com, or you can go onto our Twitter feed at Zazzle.com / Gridiron Beauties or at Gridiron Beauty on Twitter. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Night, everybody.